本日の礼拝メッセージは、心の底から新たにされていただきまして、ジョエル・オズボン教でよろしくお願いいたします。
皆さんおはようございます。
おはようございます。
先週はとても忙しいだけどとても交わりが恵まれている1週間でした。まず先週の日曜日にみんなが一緒に集まってそのミッションサンデーを行って皆さんの心からその特別献金をいただいて感謝します。よく考えるとその特別献金以外に普段の献金がそのままにみんなが頑張って献金してその以上に、21万を超えてその他の人に対してその心をそこまで持っていてその愛を持っていてその希望を持っていてその信仰を持っていてとても素晴らしい証でした。で私にとってとても励まされた。だからそういうことも神様を感謝しながら私たちもお祝いしましょう。でこれからも将来を考えて神様は私たちをどうやって使うかを楽しみに歩んでいきましょう。またはオリベセルが中心で何人の姉妹たちと一緒に英子姉妹の旦那さん山崎さんのうちにちょっとお邪魔にして一緒に夕食を一緒に食べてで姉妹たちはゲラゲラ笑っていて涙が出てまでずっと笑っていてでたまに僕もあんまりその話が分からなかった。でもノンちゃんがその隣に座って一生懸命ゆっくりゆっくり説明してくれた。でもとてもあったかい心があったかい時間でしたなと思いました。でそれも感謝です。今週もルークとエミリーの家に行って一緒に食事をしたりゆっくり話ができてそれは僕の一つの恵みでした。または木曜日の昼に3人の青年が集まってここ でそのカンボジアでその日本語を教えるためにその準備をしてそれで皆さんが集まって、まあ、淳さんとかひとみさんとか恵子さんもあと海老沢さんもいらっしゃってで一緒にその食事をしながらとても温かい一日でした。よくそれを考えると私たちは本当に恵まれています。それを深くまで感じています。そこで私たちが神様がそれを通して私たちの心を変えていきます。御言葉によるも私たちの心を変えています。それを感謝しています。So this last week was a very busy week, but it was a week that was full of blessing in fellowship. We began the week by celebrating in the Mission Sunday together, and people were overwhelmingly generous in their giving for that. I was moved to see that not only did people give as much as they could for the regular offering, but they also went above and beyond and showed love and hope and care for other people. And I see great hope in the future for what's going to happen. I was able to go with several of the ladies. Most of them are in the Olive Cell group, but there were some others as well. And I was the only guy that went with the flock of sisters. And we descended upon Aiko's house and spent time with her husband and ate dinner with them. And the women were their usual lively selves, telling stories and laughing to the point of tears. And sometimes I was totally lost about what was funny and what they were talking about. But Norio did a very good job of sitting beside me and trying to gently and quietly explain as nobody else was noticing. So I was appreciative of her presence as well. But it was a really wonderful time, and I haven't seen Eiko's husband laugh and talk so much as I did that night. And so it was a really huge blessing to be in the midst of that group and be a part of them. On Thursday, Gaku and Emiko and Hiroaki came to the church, and they were working, preparing for teaching Japanese in Cambodia. And after that, a group of us ate lunch together. Ebisawa-san was there, and Atsushi and Hitomi and Keiko were also there. And that was, again, another opportunity for blessing. And Thursday night, Luke and Emily made me some of the spiciest curry that I've eaten in Japan. And the fellowship after that was just or more delicious as the curry. So this has been a week that is full of blessing. And I can testify that God is blessing us, that God is changing us. I believe that God can change us through those times, through those experiences. God also changes us through His Word, through drawing together, through receiving from Him. And so I want to, first of all, recognize that and be thankful for that.
皆さんは、この、ここ、このピザにある塔に住むことはどうでしょうか?いいですか?よろしいですか?生活はいつも、こういうふうに暮らしたらどうですか?
How would you feel about living in the Tower of Pisa? Would you be okay with living like this your whole life?
このようなお家はどうですか? そこに住んだらどうですか?
この間、ニュージーランドでも大きい地震があって、確かにある人はこのような生活に暮らしているかもしれません。
でもこういうような写真を見ると、やっぱり土台がちゃんとできてないと、その建物はそのままに強くできないね。まあ木を見るもそれがよく見える、それがよく分かれる。もしその根っこがちゃんと 深くまでできてないと、その木がもう風が来ると木が倒れる。だからその根っこが見えなくても、ちゃんと深くまで行かないと倒れる。私たちもそうです。私たちの人生、私たちの信仰もそうです。その土台がなければ、その根っこが なければ私たちの人生、私たちの信仰が壊れそうです。倒れそうです。
So how would you like to live in somewhere like this? I'm sure that there are some people in Christ Church right now who are dealing with this kind of reality. This is what they're looking, this is what they're surrounded by. How would you feel about having to live in this kind of situation? What we can see, I'm especially moved by the top one there. That's a building that's collapsing in India. If the foundation is not firm, if the foundation is not properly built, then the building cannot stand, it cannot continue to exist. When you look at trees, trees are the same way. You can't see the roots, but unless the roots go down deeply and unless they're strongly and firmly planted into the ground, as that tree gets bigger, if there's wind or something else that happens, that tree will fall. And our lives are like this. Our faith is like this. We can't necessarily see the foundation. We can't necessarily see the roots. But unless we properly have that laid down, this is what happens to our faith. This is what happens to our life.
私たちがエペソ人への手紙を今集中して一緒に勉強しています。でエペソ人への手紙は6章があって、前半はその土台を築く教会、私たちの土台を築く、それはイエスによる恵みで生きていく、イエスの恵みによるその土台がある、または共同体、その教会、家族、霊的な家族、その土台がちゃんとできないなら私たちの信仰が倒れる、または愛によるその土台がちゃんとできてないなら私たちの信仰がなくなる。だからこの3つがとても大事なことです。だから1章2章3章はそのことに集中して、共同体あるいは教会、愛、イエスの恵みがなければその土台で立てられないなら、その信仰がいなくなる、倒れる、壊れそうです。で4章5章6章はその土台ができたら、じゃあどういうふうに実際にどういうふうに生きていくことをもっと詳しく説明しています。私たちがイエス様の弟子として成熟し、その人生がの変化が行って、でその生き方は具体的にイエスの弟子として私たちがその共同体として何がそのふさわしい生き方を教えてくれてます。ですから今日のさっき読んだエペソ人への手紙4章の17節から32節はそこから始まります。パウロはそのエペソにあるイエスの弟子たちをこういうふうに生きていこう、こういうふうにその変化がなければその信仰が倒るよと伝えています。So Ephesians is 6 chapters. We're looking at the book of Ephesians and we're talking about our lives as the followers of Jesus and as the community of Jesus. Ephesians is actually one of my favorite books in the Bible, one of my favorite letters that Paul writes. And you can basically, there's 6 chapters and you can basically break that book in half. The first 3 chapters is laying the foundation. You know, as a community, as a person of faith, we must build that foundation on the blessings we receive in Christ. We must build that foundation on the community, being a part of the community of Christ. We must build that foundation on love. If we don't have those 3 things, our faith will basically, like an earthquake, it will, like a building in an earthquake, it'll fall over. It will distract. Or like a tree, it will be blown over. It'll fall over. And that's what Paul is trying to say in the first 3 chapters. This is how you need to lay the foundation of your faith. This is how you need to lay the foundation of your community as the community of Christ. And then chapters 4 through 6 then move on, and it's more of a practical application. Okay, now that you have that foundation, now that you understand these are the blessings we receive, that it comes in love, and it's supposed to be experienced not alone, but together, then how do we need to be transformed? How do we need to be growing? How do we need to be changing? And so that's what we're going to be focusing on for the next few weeks, starting today
in chapter 4, verses 17 through 32, we're talking about that growing, that changing as disciples, as the community.
パウロがここから始まります。そこで私は主にあって、
厳命し、
厳かなに進めます。もはや異邦人が虚しい心で歩んでいるように歩んではなりません。で、そこから、じゃあこれからどういう生活、どういう歩み、この言葉はよく言ってますね。その歩み、プロセス。私たちの人生はその旅みたいに、私たちがどこかに行ってる、だからその歩みがあります。だからその歩み方を考えています。こうその歩みが書いてあるのは、私たちの人生でどういうプロセス、どういうふうに行こうかということを目指しています。
So Paul opens this part of his letter with this statement. With the Lord's authority, let me say this. Live no longer as the ungodly do. In the Japanese, it uses the word basically of like walking. And we have live. I kind of like walking better than live, because it's a stronger image. In the Japanese, it's like our life is a journey, and we have somewhere where we're going, somewhere that we're looking to. And in order to get from point A to point B, we have to know A, where we're going, and then how to get there, you know. And so that's basically what Paul is saying. He said, okay, as the people of God, as disciples, it's time to change. We can't live, we can't be, we can't walk, we can't do as if we don't live with God. And that's how he introduces what he wants to say.
で、31節に、新協力訳は捨てなさい。この動詞を使ってます。新改訳は捨て去りなさい、ただ捨てるだけじゃなくて、捨ててもう完全に自分の人生をそこから離れる、去るというイメージが強いと思います。完全に捨てて去りなさい。だからこういう生き方もあるし、こういう生き方もあります。で、イエスの弟子としたら、イエスの家族としたら、こういうふうに、こういうふうに歩んでいきましょう、ということを招いています。
So Paul says, get rid of all. In the Japanese, there's two ways to say that. One is,throw it away, and the other one is throw it away and completely separate yourself. Again, I think that's a stronger image. The get rid of all. Not get rid of a part of what's most convenient, but get rid of all. So there's two ways that we can live, people. This is what Paul's saying. That you can live this way, or you can live this way.And as the people of God, as his community, as his family, there is a way that we should be living, and that's what he's calling us to. That's the life that he is inviting us to.
ここに書いてあるそれぞれの言葉があって、この17節から32節までにこういうものが全部書いてあります。それは古いの生き方、キリストと出会う前に、キリストと付き合う前に、キリスト者になる前にはこのような 特徴、このような性格があります。で、さっきその捨て去りなさい、捨てなさいのはこういうことです。最近 僕が一人のまだイエス様とまあ、その関係が立ててない友達、まだクリスチャンになってない仲がいい友達と話して、で彼の話をよく聞くと、彼は一回こういうような経験があったそうです。いろんなクリスチャンと出会って、その人たちが彼はクリスチャンではないことを気づいて、でこう言いました。もしイエス様に信じてないなら地獄に行くよ、だからイエス様に信じなさい。それから彼はだんだんその人たちと時間を過ごせて、彼らの生き方を見て、で彼らが言っていることと行動していることは合わなかった。イエス様がいなければ、イエス様を信じていないならこうなるよとはっきり言っている。だけど彼らの実際に彼らの人生の中にイエス様と全然関係ない人生を行った。でそれをよく見ると、いやクリスチャンは何だろうなと思った。まあクリスチャンでもノンクリスチャンでもみんなが人間だから、それは本当に残念なことです。さっきその話を聞いて、できれば私が罪があるからイエス様が必要、自分でできないだからこそイエス様が必要、自分で自分の人生は変えられないからイエス様に自分の人生を委ねています、まあそれしかない、それを伝えたい、それを表したい。でも残念に思うのは、私たちはそのクリスチャン、キリスト者という名前を自分につけても、その生き方はどうでしょう。ただ信じることだけではなく、私たちの行動も私たちの人生もそこまでいかないと証にならない、その人生が変わっていないと思います。So in Ephesians 17 through 32, here's a whole list of things. Paul's trying to compare this life and this life. And this list are all of the things that he lists as the people who don't know Jesus, the people who don't have a relationship with Jesus, have these kind of characteristics in their life.For me, this is like shoving a knife in my heart as I look at the list and think, check, yep, I've got that one. Check, yep, I've got that one. Check, yep, I've got that one. My life still has not been transformed in some ways. I had a friend recently who is not committed.To Jesus, is not walking with Jesus, and he told me the story of this experience that he had in his past. He said some people came to him and asked him about his faith and his religion, what he believed in, and said,
said to him very clearly, if you do not believe in Jesus, you are going to hell. You need to believe in Jesus. But over time, he watched their lifestyle. And he couldn't see anything different between the way that they were living and the way that other people were living. Those who claimed they had Jesus and those who claimed that they didn't have Jesus, he couldn't see much difference in their lifestyle. And his question was, what is the point? What is the purpose? Unfortunately, that's very true. Christians and non-Christians alike, we are all the same, and we're all in the same boat because we're all human. Hopefully, those of us who have given our lives to Jesus already just can recognize, I can't do it on my own. And I know that I need to change, but I know that I can't do it on my own. I can't change my heart. I can't change my life. And they're open and honest about admitting that and about continuing to try to release. But this really calls us in a very serious way. Paul really challenges us. If you are the people of God, if you are the community of God, how are you changing not only what you think or believe, but how are you changing who you are, the way that you live, the way that you be with other people? And that's the difficult, but the real message and challenge for what Paul is writing here in verses 17 through 32. So I pose this question before we go on. Why would somebody want to be a follower of Jesus if they don't see or if they don't experience anything different in the lives of other followers? If there's not something different, then there's no need. こういう質問を今週ずっと考えました。で、皆さんもこういう質問に関するちょっと一緒に考えたいなと思います。もしクリスチャンの生き方に他の人々と違いがないならば、なぜクリスチャンになる、なろうと思うでしょう。まあ、これはちょっと大変な質問だと思うんですけど、実際にこれに関するパウロがこの4章17節から32節のメッセージがあります。ですからこういうことに関する考えましょう。もし私たちが私はクリスチャンです、イエス様に信じていますというなら、でもその行動が一緒じゃないなら、このような、私たちの人生が同じです。またこのように前がとても綺麗だけど、その後ろに深くまで行ったらこうなってます。でもだんだん時間が経つとボロボロになっている。私たちの信仰も私たちの人生がボロボロになっている。In thinking about that question, I found this picture on the internet and I thoughtThis, a picture says a lot that you can't say in words. Saying who we are, but not living in that way, not living fully surrendered to Jesus, is kind of like this house that's built on a stack of cards. Or everything looks wonderful from the front, but once you get to the back, once you get to the deeper part,you can see what kind of mess it is. Or it's totally unkept, and over time, it just falls apart. And this is what This is the reality of our sin. This is the reality of what it is when we're not surrendering ourselves completely.
ですから、パウロが言ってるのは、頭だけではなく、心と行動も。信じるだけではなく、行使と変換も。洗礼、バプテスマを受けるだけではなく、イエス様に従うことと弟子になることも。
よく私たちがその洗礼までを目指して、でそれでもうやったー、できた、もうクリスチャンになった、その動詞ももう過去形でなった、なったじゃなくてなっている。いつでも私たちが変わっていく。信じていることはとても大事、とても大事です。でも私たちの奉仕、他の人に関するの奉仕、神様のための奉仕、私たちの人生でその変化がなければ、本当に信じているかな。頭でそれを理解するだけではなく、私たちの心でそれを理解する、その弟子になるプロセス、従うこと。さっき私たちがその賛美歌でなななななららららら、その賛美歌を一緒に賛美した。で、ただその言葉を言うか、本当に自分は神様を従って信頼したい、そういう疑問があります。So Paul is saying it's not just your mind, but also your heart and action that you have to give to Jesus. It's not just belief, but it's also service and life transformation. It's not just baptism, but also obedience and discipleship. Unfortunately, we come from a heritage and a history of, yes, I'm baptized! The end. And it's not very exciting after that. But really, it's life transformation. It's that ongoing, it's not just I became a Christian, it's I'm becoming. It's an ongoing process. I'm continuing to be transformed. I'm continuing to walk the journey. It's just that now I'm holding Jesus' hand and he's guiding me through that. So we can't just leave it at a label. This is what I am. But every aspect of our life also has to be completely surrendered to God. If not, what's the point?
でそこでパウロはかなり希望的な言葉を書いてあります。で特にこれに集中したい。23節、24節。心の底から新たにされて、神にかたどって作られた新しい人を身につけ、真理に気づいた正しく清い生活を送るようにしなければなりません。これは私たちが目指していること。イエスの弟子だったら、教会共同体だったらこれを目指しています。
So instead there must be a spiritual renewal of your thoughts and your attitudes. You must display a new nature because you are a new person created in God's likeness, righteous, holy, and true. That's the New Living Translation. I like it better than NIV. Because it's not just about belief, it's also about living. It's also about attitude. It's also about thinking. And we are new. We desperately must live as transformed people, as transforming people. In John, John says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. This is Jesus, what he's saying to his disciples. How far are you allowing your life to be in obedience to your master? How much have you submitted your life to your master? ヨハネによる福音書イエスがこう言ってました。もしあなた方が私を愛するなら、あなた方は私の戒めを守るはずです。これは私たちの主イエスキリストが言ってます。イエス様を従いなら、その愛を表しています。 ですから、自分の人生の中にどれほどその人生をイエス様に従いますか? Something that I just said in Japanese that I didn't say in English and I want to say it again. One of the reasons why I love this verse is because Jesus says, if you love me, it's not just obeying. But it's obeying because we love. We deeply love Jesus. Also in Colossians 3, 9 and 10. You have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge, in the image of its creator.
この際人への手紙3章の9節と10節に、こう書いてあります。古い人をその行いとともに、そして、作り主の姿に、習う、あ、ごめんなさい。習う新しい人を身につけ、日々新たにされて、誠の知識に、 達するのです。古い私たち、新しい私たち、その言葉があります。ですから、その変化がないなら、本当に出会ったか、本当にその関係づくりができたかという疑問があります。かわいいな。 赤ちゃんは、みんなが赤ちゃんを見ると絶対喜ぶ。僕、赤ちゃん大好きです。いつもキスしたい。その、あの赤ちゃんの、なんていう匂い、香りがすごくいいです。すごい柔らかい。
新しいものが好きです。新しい人間も好きだし、昨日僕はiPhoneに変えて、新しいものでもう嬉しいですよ。でも私たちの新しい人生も、 そこまで、その心をそこまで好きになって、そういうふうに一緒に考えてほしいです。So everybody, well not everybody, but almost everybody loves a baby. They're squishy, they're soft, they have a nice smell, they're cuddly. I love babies. I love to hold babies. I love to kiss babies. I love to just watch them and marvel at the pinky finger, the little nail on their pinky finger, and I like the little divot in their neck at the back. You can tell I really love babies. We love new things. We love new people. Yesterday I got a new iPhone. I'm excited about that. So lots of new things. We generally generally like those new things. And I would hope that we would look at our new lives being transformed into Christ likeness, that we would like that equally.
ですから心の底から新たにされて、その新しい生活、イエスの弟子として、その霊的な共同体として、教会、私たちはこういうことを目指しています。私たちがお互いにこれを体験したいです。お客さんがここに来るときに、こういう性格、こういう特徴を体験したら嬉しいです。このような愛の生活に、こういう結んでる身が私たちの人生の中にあればいいと思います。So if we can have this, if we can have these characteristics in our lives, then we are in the process of being transformed. I really, really want us to experience this amongst ourselves. I desperately want us to experience this. I want this to beThe definition of who we are when we are together as a group and sharing this as a group. I also desperately want, when other people come into our midst, I want them to walk away saying, these people are like this. And we are being transformed. で、今週この三つの質問を考えて、時間を立てて、自分の人生、自分の信仰によるどういうふうに合わせていくかを、それぞれ今週中考えたいと思います。で、考えるだけじゃなくて、その行動、その行動も変わりましょう。まず、私の人生の中で、私がまだ委ねられていない、変化することが拒んでいるところは何でしょうか。さっき、そのチェーンがあったところに、それぞれがあった。もしかすると、敵がある人はまだいらっしゃる。まだ許してない、許せない気持ちがある。自分のプライドが高いところ、まあみんなはそれぞれ違うだけど、私の人生の中でそのまだいられてないところは何でしょうか。次は、どうやったら委ねられますか。そして、どうやって助けを求めますか。よかったことに、エペソ人への手紙の一番中心なところは、その信仰は一人だけではなく、その家族を与えてくださること。だから、私だけでイエス様に歩んでいくじゃなくて、一緒に歩んでいく。もちろん神様に委ねることは自分しか決心できない。でも、それからの生活は一緒に協力していける。だから、この質問も考えてください。で、3番目、神様はどのように私を変えられていますか。それはどのようにして 他の人に分かち合えますか。でこの3つの考え方、3つの行動に関するちょっとみんなで考えてほしいと思います。
So here are three questions that I would like to leave you with for this week, for you to reflect on, and not just reflect on, but hopefully to ask you to challenge yourself to find ways to apply this directly into your life. The first one, in my life, with what am I struggling and haven't let go of? You know, we just had that, the broken chain, and we had the list of all of those things. And all of us has at least one thing on that list that we have not yet released, that we have not given up. For someone, it may be the inability to forgive somebody else of a hurt. For somebody, it may be feeling the need to be recognized and being prideful. For somebody, it may be uncontrollable anger or a sense of selfishness. For each person, it's something different. But there is something that we have not yet given over to be transformed. So, thinking about our own lives, what is that? Then secondly, how can I let go and how can I ask for help? As I said before, Ephesians is about, one of the main focuses is the church, the community of Christ. Only me, myself, only I can decide to release myself to Christ. Only I, myself, can decide to be transformed by Christ. But I don't just do that by myself. I also do that in community with other people. That's the whole point of Ephesians. So that second question, how can I let go and how can I ask for help? And then thirdly, also, how is God transforming me? I desperately hope that you at least are experiencing some kind of victory in your life spiritually. So how is God transforming me, and how can I share that with other people? Please think about this honestly this week. And I pray that it would not just be some words on this screen, but it would be something that also gets into your heart. I'd like to pray.
私たちを愛している神様、今朝私たちが生産式を行って、松下さんが分かち合ったこと、あと特にルークが祈ったことは今日のメッセージと一緒で、聖霊様が私たちを導いているとは僕に証になりました。どうかを集まっている一人一人、自分の人生をイエス様に委ねている人たち、まだそこまで信じてない、知らない、委ねてない、イエス様と一緒に歩んでない人たちもいて、私たちみんなが私たちの人生に変化が必要です。どうか一人一人を助けて導いて、私たちの心の底から新たにされて、 回復ください。
God, this morning we communed together, and the things that Atsushi shared, so specifically the things that Luke prayed this morning, I felt were drawn by the Spirit into our hearts. But they were going along as well with what Paul is trying to encourage us. And that was a testimony to me that you are reaching out to us and that you are guiding us in this moment. God, we desperately need you. So my prayer is for each person who is here today, whether we've already given our lives to Jesus or we don't know Jesus or have not yet begun a relationship with Jesus. Knowing that each of us needs to be changed, I pray for your mercy, for your power to work in our hearts, to make our hearts new, to transform our lives as new creation. Pray this in the name of Jesus. この祈りをイエス様の御名を通して捧げます。アーメン。